the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We're back, folks.
We came from the west.
Thanks for tuning us in here at the Trump Phenomenon. This is your host, James Kelso, on Wednesday, March, get my glasses all the way down my nose, 25th, 2020. I will be with you live for an hour. You can call in at 800-313-9443. And there you go. And what do you think we'll be talking about tonight? Yes. Certainly, the China virus, we'll talk about that for sure. And I'll launch right into that. Love to hear what you think on the subject, especially if you have some insights that I've missed. But from day one of our coverage of this story on this show, I have said, you, we, the people, are the target of a deliberate hysteria campaign by the left-wing media, whose central purpose is to destroy Donald Trump now and to stop him from winning on November 3rd. And to do that, by one of the ways in which that will be done is by wrecking the U.S. economy. And I am more convinced of that now, today, weeks after we started making the claim, than I was at the beginning. I'll give you, every day I look at more, you know, there's that question, what's wrong with this picture? And every day I look at more of what's wrong with this picture. The media wants you to be hysterical. They want you to be fearful. They want you to be panicked. They want you to think that the sky is falling. But let's take a look. Let's look outdoors and see whether the sky is falling. And folks, it ain't. It's not falling. Now let me give you some more. All this data is readily available for people who will look for themselves. Well, it's not readily available. It's there. And it's certainly readily available to news reporters. But that's not what we have. These are panic mongers. These are hysteria mongers. Now, I'll give you an example of this hysteria. I was just looking on the Centers for Disease Control websites. It's a huge mass of web pages. But let me give you what's wrong with this picture, a story. Listen to this. This is going to knock your socks off. Let me go to the page. Let me find it and read it to you. You're going to think I'm making this up. Okay. I want to read it to you right off the page, so you don't think I'm making it up. Okay, this is off of this is CDC.gov. These are these clowns who are on TV right now telling you the sky is falling. This is all they do, the Centers for Disease Control. They've devoted themselves to the subject that they are misrepresenting, about which they are lying. Here I am reading to you off of their report about the flu season of 2018 to 2019. That was the last flu season. Donald Trump was president. You and I were right here. Were we talking about the flu season a year ago? Was there any mention of it anywhere? No, there wasn't. You're not misremembering. Now listen to this. How many adults die from flu each year? I'm reading right off the CDC pages. I'll let this one sink in. Flu deaths in adults are not nationally notifiable. Let that sink in. Flu deaths in adults are not nationally notifiable. What does that mean, folks? It means that flu is so common, so widespread, and so unremarkable in America that the CDC doesn't even want to know that your uncle died of flu or that your grandmother died of flu. They don't even want to know. It's insignificant to them. Non-reportable means you don't have to, I mean, everything's reportable in America. If you buy a gun, boy, there are a lot of reports that are filed. If you do anything, but if you die of flu, not reportable or notifiable is the adjective here. But all of a sudden, and okay, that's one data point. Get that. It's not notifiable, okay? Now, that's adults. That's where almost all flu deaths occur. For children, they are notifiable because it's so rare that children die of flu. I mean, we're talking like 100 children in a year. So it's very rare. So they want to know about that. So how many people die of flu every year on average in America? Okay, well, here's the World Health Organization. I'm reading from their website. And their estimate of flu deaths in America every year. I'm going to get it here. 20,000, this is actually the Centers for Disease Control, CDC estimate. 20,000 to 52,000 deaths average every year in the U.S. Last year, an unusually high amount, 76,000. No stories, nothing. Remember what the president tweeted on March 9th? No national shutdown, no freak out in the media, no nothing, no mention. But now, okay, now let's look at the current, the killer virus, the one that's being used as a rationale to shut down the economy, crash the stock market, and crash everything else. The stock market is just an index of what's going on. It's a good gauge. Crash everything, not just the stock market, but your schools, everything. Crash it all. Crash your job. Crash your economy. Crash your life. That's what the left wants to do to you. You're the target. And it's a combination. It's the left. It's China. The Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists, and our communists, people like Wolf Blitzer, Mao Tse Blitzer, and Mao Tse Cooper Anderson, and Mao Tse Cuomo, and the current clown in China, Xi Jinping, he's a Maoist. There's never been any disavowal of Mao by the Chinese Communist Party, of the People's Republic of China. Are you kidding me? People's Republic? The only part on there that's right is China. All right, so let me go to my Johns Hopkins site here. How many people are dead in the U.S. so far? We are told this is, and you can assume this number is inflated, but we'll look at it anyway. Well, just for humor, we'll accept it as true. 947 people. 947. And you're supposed to have a freak out. The sky is falling. 947,000 people. But the last year, it was 76,000 people who died. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe I haven't done the higher calculus courses that the CDC personnel have done. The differential equations necessary to contrast 76,000 dead people with 947. But to my simple-minded rube mind, 947 is a lot smaller than 76,000. And nobody, 76,000 was not even notifiable, according to the CDC. They didn't even want to know about it. They didn't give a rat's ass about it. But now that it can be used to bring down their nemesis, Donald Trump, 947 is the end of the world. Can you smell the bullshit, ladies and gentlemen? You are being hoaxed. We got it right. And Donald Trump, here's where we go from here. If this continues, if they are able to shut down our world, your world, this will be the coup de grace. This will be the end. This will finish off our civilization. The left will take over. Donald Trump must immediately fire the economy back up. Tell the CDC clowns to go to hell, to explain to him why adult deaths of the flu are not notifiable until this regular epidemic. All of a sudden, it's the end of the world. Explain that, Dr. Fauci. Explain that, Dr. Birx. This is your organization. This is bull. This is bull. And the only thing these people believe in is vaccines. They love the idea of people dying because now we've got to vaccinate all of them. And by the way, the president pointed out when he found out that the average deaths, remember that March 9th post he made, he said 27,000 to 70,000 is the range in America, dead people of the flu, which I just found out now is not even notifiable. And the president made the comment, he said, boy, you better take a look at those vaccines. I'm paraphrasing, but he was making the Shakespearean aside. Wow, those vaccines don't seem to work, do they? 70,000 dead people up to 76,000 last year? What kind of vaccine is that? And they're going on, we don't have a vaccine for this. It's really bad because we don't have a vaccine. They never have a vaccine. They always come up with a vaccine after you get the flu. And then you take it for next year's flu, which is a different one. And they cut, it's all over the literature. The vaccines frequently don't match up with the flu at all. They don't have any effect other than to make you sick. Maybe to give you the flu. 947. And that's, I'm telling you right now, that's an exaggerated number. I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of people in that count who didn't die of coronavirus, Chinese flu. They died of a number of things, and somebody thought there's a reasonable presumption here. I could be this guy had the Chinese flu. But we know he had COPD. We know he had lung cancer. We know he had emphysema. We know he had diabetes. We know he'd already had two strokes and three heart attacks. We knew he's 85 years old. We know he's breathing with oxygen, and he has to be assisted to turn over to relieve himself or to get out of his gurney. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but that's actually the truth. That's actually the case. We are being lied to in order to drive us into a panic, to take our economy down. In Britain, Boris Johnson, who we're supposed to believe is a conservative, Boris Johnson has said no group of more than two people may be together. What the hell is that? That's the crappiest idea. I mean, come on. Come on, Boris Johnson. Are you retarded? Do you have the ability to think? And this is India. The leader of India, Modi, has just shut down the Indian economy. You know how many people have died in India? According to this Johns Hopkins. And remember, these are the, you know, the medical professionals, right? These are the people that want to force you to be vaccinated. And they want, you know, some. How many vaccines do these people want to stick into your arm? I think some of these kids today have had 50 vaccinations. I've never had one. But I think my brain's working just fine. And I don't get sick at all. Ever. Obviously, that's anecdotal. But I think some of these children, look at the list of the vaccines that these so-called professionals want to stick into your kids' arms. Modi, now let's go to India. Modi's shutting, we're talking about world hysteria here. Mass hysteria. A witch hunt. We're going to go out with our firebrands and our torches in the night, and we're going to find those witches, and we're going to hang them. This is a witch hunt. They're not witches. There are no witches out there. Modi is shutting the Indian economy down. 1.3 plus billion people. Okay, folks, that's five times the size of our immense United States. Five times bigger. He's shutting the Indian economy down in the same way that all these other CDC, World Health Organization, so-called professionals like Dr. Fauci want everybody to shut down. How many people have died in India, according to their own websites, which I don't trust? 12. 12 people have supposedly died of the China virus in India. And you're going to shut down 1.3 billion people over 12 deaths? I think if you sit by the banks of the Ganges for 15 minutes, you can see 12 bodies float by just on a normal sunny day in India. That's what they like to do. It's considered a great death if they throw your body into the Ganges and you float down the river. And you can sit by the banks of the Ganges. I haven't done that, but I've read a lot about it. 12 dead people in India, and we're going to shut down the Indian economy. And they're going to do the same thing. They are doing it, right? It's done. Your economy is screwed right now. Now, I'll give you some more data. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? Okay, off of the CDC and the World Health Organization websites, I'm reading. I'm just a layman. A guy just took my computer and just clicked, asked a question in my browser. How many flu deaths each year worldwide? How many flu deaths in the U.S.? And I go to these websites. Okay, the average number of hospitalizations for flu in the United States. This is according to the CDC. These people I don't trust as far as I can throw them. So these numbers, well, anyway, here's their numbers. 140,000 to 960,000 hospitalizations per year. A million hospitalizations per year. And they don't. It's not even notifiable. They have to estimate it. Wow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Now, one element of the BS that you've been fed this time is, I refer to witch hunt, hysteria. Another term I'll use here is cooties. Cooties. The left, the media, the Chinese, okay, they're working to get you afraid of cooties. Now, this is, it's been a while since I imbibed this and I didn't study it in depth, but maybe some of you have gotten this in a science class. Gas molecules diffuse in the air, and they mingle and mix very rapidly until they're evenly distributed. And the result of that, statistically, I'm going to cut to my chase here. You're breathing, you right now are breathing bits of every flu and virus known to man right now. Because you're breathing in billions and bazillions of molecules. And they just fuse in the air. So one of the famous deals is, I'll read off a website here. The story goes that in 44 BC in Rome, Julius Caesar was assassinated by a group of his own senators, crumpling to the floor with a final gasp. It's just one breath by him now, one gasp. This last breath contained around 25 sextillion air molecules. That's 25 followed by 21 zeros, which would have spread around the globe within a couple of years. Remarkably, if you do the math, you'll find that roughly one molecule of Caesar's last breath will appear in your next breath. Interesting. Isn't that amazing? Caesar's last breath, you're going to breathe a molecule in your next breath. You just breathe several of his molecules. I know statistically you might have missed it on this breath, but hey, try it again. Give me a breathe again. Yeah, there you go. You got two from Caesar that time. Okay? So the point is this. The germophobia, cooties, theory of medicine doesn't work. What works, I'll go back to it, is your immune system. It's your immune system that protects you all the time from germs which are always everywhere. Except maybe in the highest tech chip manufacturing part of an Intel factory. So everybody's, and this is easy. It's easy to panic people with the idea that something invisible, like witches, is lurking, is going to get them, and they better watch out. And it's going to kill them. And that's what the media has done. And there hasn't been, what's needed right now is a world leader, some big listen to personage who will stand up to all of this and stand up and say to the whole world very definitively, bullshit. This is bad science. Doctor, I don't give a rat's ass if Dr. Fauci has a bunch of diplomas and degrees. I don't care if Dr. Bricks has a bunch of awards. I don't care if they've got a Nobel Prize. They're preaching crap. Let me go to this. Okay, I'll give you more. What's wrong with this picture? Go and take it from their own sources, from the CDC itself. Okay, here it is. Okay, in this flu season, just now, we're still in it. What does the CDC say that the current flu, not the BS China flu, the current seasonal flu, which is the same thing, okay? It's not a flu. Oh, well, this one's different. We don't have a vaccine. Oh, it's different. It's novel. No, it's not different. Oh, it's much more lethal. No, it's not. Okay, look at the numbers. If it's much more lethal, why isn't it killing more people? Why is it killing far fewer people? How do you dopes measure lethality? If you kill, 100 times less people, it's what, 100 times more lethal? Come on. Take your university postgraduate degrees and smoke it. Okay? Okay, here it is. The CDC reporting right now on my screen from October 1st, 2019 to February 29th of 2020. Right now. How many people in America have been sick with the garden variety flu that we get every year? Okay. Now, remember, let's go to the Johns Hopkins site, see how many people in America they call them confirmed. Okay, 66,000 people in the U.S. Oh, Murpha! My God, 66,000 people are sick in the United States. Close the windows. Close the curtains. Oh, do we have enough food in the basement to survive? We better stockpile 5,000 gallons of water. I'll be right back. Let me close this one. You're gonna be amazed at the next statistic you hear. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Yeah, but it's getting clearer all the time.
There's a man with a gun over there.
And there is a man with a gun over there. And by the way, part of this shutdown, what do you see happening across the country? Closure of gun shops. They're going to go after the guns as part of this. And by the way, what is Common Sense America? Red-blooded Americans, the people that voted for Donald Trump, and I'll bet you there are a few demon rats that are sneaking into this crowd as well. They're buying guns like there's no tomorrow. They're buying guns at a faster pace than they ever have. That's common sense. They're sensing Armageddon here. They're sensing the latest effort by the left to bring down Donald Trump. They tried it with the Russia hoax. They tried it with how many different hoaxes that they perpetrated against us? And they just become more and more frenzied and incensed and desperate and brutal. And if a lot of people have to die to bring down Donald Trump, that's just fine with them. That's just fine with them. Okay, get this. Again, what's wrong with this picture? You don't have a postgraduate degree in immunology, epidemiology, and virology? You don't? And you dare to have an opinion defying Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Because I got a brain and a high IQ. and I got my head screwed on straight, and I'm not bought out. I'm not part of a medical mafia. Now get this, Dr. Vaccination, wherever you are. In this last flu epidemic, or flu season, 350,000 to 620,000 people have been hospitalized. This is not the China flu. This is the regular flu. 20 to 52,000 have died. Remember, flu with the CDC, is not a reportable disease in adults. And it really only strikes adults. So, or flu deaths only afflict adults. They're not reportable. Until Donald Trump. Boy, that changes everything. Now, Dr. Vaccine. Those 350, oh, and then how many people were, according to the CDC, 34 to 49 people got sick with the regular recurring flu from October 1st, 2019 to February 29th of 2020. So my question is this. Are them damn vaccines working good, doctor? 34 to 49 million sick. And that's what the president asked in one of his comments. He said, really, that many people? Well, you better check those vaccines. In other words, they don't work. So the BS that we don't have a vaccine for this flu, so it's so different from all the others. We don't have a cure for this one. Well, they don't have a vaccine for the other ones. They don't have a cure for the other ones. The cure for all of these illnesses is your immune system. And what are they doing to strengthen your immune system? Squat. They don't even study that at medical school. Strengthening your immune system. Maybe the crap, maybe you're sucking so much Pepsi Cola. They don't care about that. Just keep sucking down those Diet Cokes or that Pepsi. We've got a vaccine for you. That'll fix you. Just a person of normal intelligence looking at this picture. And that's what's remarkable about Donald Trump. He is a man of extraordinary intelligence, but with common sense. And he's not bought. He's not part of anybody's mafia. He's not part of the system. He's not a member of the damn club. So, anyway, and that's, listen, I mean, you just go down the, where do we go from here? This is a race with time here. And Donald Trump got it right. Boy, when he appeared, he made that appearance where he said, we're not going to kill the economy to solve this problem, this so-called problem, folks. It ain't a problem. We're not going to kill the economy. After he said that, the stock market went up 10% in one day, and I don't know what it did today. Did it go up another 10%? It was up 15% when I last checked. The stock market took off like an Atlas rocket, straight up. Because millions of investors, that's why the stock market's a good indicator of things. The stock market represents the average outlooks of millions of people buying and selling based on their forecast. And their view of the future got suddenly a whole lot better when they realized that the president took the reins. He pushed aside the stagecoach driver, Fauci, pushed aside the stagecoach driver, Birx. He took the reins like, what's that movie? Gene Autry does it. Gene Autry, when he rescues the runaway wagon with the girl heroine in it, he jumps onto the wagon from his horse, takes the reins and pulls back with all his might. And that's what the president's doing right now. He's going to get our economy started, and he's going to get this. You can't talk to anybody, look at anybody, see anybody. You can't breathe in the air. Oh, my God, you just breathed another molecule from Julius Caesar's last breath. Et tu, Brute? Yes, et tu, you. There aren't, it's not, the world does not work on cooties. It works on your immune system, which is a damn sight better than anything that ever came out of the Centers for Disease Control. So if the president can get the economies, and this is what I'm saying, a great man is needed. And I believe that man who will stand up, you know, it's the little boy who said the emperor has no clothes. And I'm going to say this is going to be, you know, Big Bad John down there in the coal mine. And I think it's Big Bad Donald John Trump who's going to be the one, not Modi of India, not what's your face in Germany, or the twerp in France, or the idiot in Italy, or the nincompoop in Canada. These people have no guts. They have no courage. They have no integrity. Donald Trump has them all. He's going to be the man who stands up and says, folks, we got had. We got had. And he's going to pull on those reins and stop that runaway wagon, get our economy going again, and save the heroine. That's you. That's us. That's me. He's going to save us. And our economy is going to come back. And the death toll of this killer virus, notice on your media that on CNN and MSDNC, they always call it the killer virus. And they get very offended when it's referred to as the Chinese flu, the Chinese virus. By the way, let's see. Do we have the German measles? Do we have the Hong Kong flu? I'm just remembering some offhand here. Do we have MERS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome? MERS, Middle Eastern, ME? Do we have the, I'm trying to remember some others. There are a whole bunch of them that have the names of their origin on them. The Spanish flu, which didn't even come from Spain in 1918, that may have killed more than 50 million people killed. Was that racist to refer to the German measles or the Spanish flu or the Hong Kong? No, this didn't bother the media. Nobody ever called that racist. No, that word is reserved for one man and one man only. And anything he does, any thought he thinks is racist. And they're hoping they can run this scam one more time, and enough Americans will buy it that they will reject Donald Trump. He will lose on November 3rd, and my God, Joe Biden is president? Are you kidding? But they can do it. They control the media, and that was the point that George Orwell made in his 1948 novel, 1984. There's nothing novelistic about it. He saw like a prophet, if those in the central government, Big Brother, he called it, Deep State, we'll call it, if they control the means of information, the means of communication, they control, maybe not you personally, but everybody around you. Somehow you escaped. You found RBN. How big is RBN? Small. We need to make it big, but it's small. There aren't many of us. So if they control the information, they know it. They know it. These jackasses know it. What's his name? Who's that guy, Joe Scarborough? And his girlfriend, what's her name? Gee whiz, it'll come to me. They know it. They know they can manipulate the minds of the people. They know they can control their thinking. And they control it by controlling the information. So China virus, and the president, what a man. He has stood up every day. These pukes have gone after him. You said China virus again, Mr. President. Isn't that racist? And I love this. Here's one. Maybe we can, I love this. I love this. Somebody got a picture. One of the actual official photographers snapped a picture from over the president's shoulder of his speech notes, the talk he was giving at one of the briefings of the China virus panel. And in his notes, which are large text, which you need as a speaker. You need to have large print so you can see it without squinting. You can see it from several feet away. It said coronavirus. It said coronavirus right there in the text. And the president, clearly his handwriting, everybody knows it now. He writes with a Sharpie, dark black Sharpie, the same one he signs his wonderful proclamations and executive orders with that magnificent signature of his. But the word coronavirus, this happened today, this is reported today, was crossed out. And the president wrote in China. China. Instead of coronavirus. Oh, what a man. What a man. He changed the speech that he was handed by his staff to get it right. It's the China virus. And by the way, that's another theme that we should develop here for just a moment. There must be a reckoning. First of all, we've got to survive. We've got to save our country. If we lose the country, the reckoning is beside the point. The economy goes into the toilet. The people will be desperate. You think you've seen hysteria now. Imagine the hysteria when people lose their jobs, when people are hungry. Imagine the hysteria when everybody's ordered to line up to get 50 new vaccines because the killer viruses are loose. Imagine the civil disorder. Normal life will cease. So a reckoning with the Chi-coms of China, these SOBs who inflicted this on us, and the media, it's a tag team of SOBs. On the western side of the Pacific, you got the Chinese SOBs. Here on the eastern side, you've got Wolf Blitzer and Chris Cuomo, and I keep using the same ones because Joe Scarborough. What's his girlfriend? What's her name? That's going to come to me. Anyway, when will the reckoning with these people, these liars? There won't be any reckoning unless we save the country, unless Donald Trump saves the country and we back him up to end this shutdown. The shutdown has to end. That's the imperative. End the shutdown. End the lockdown. And what are they doing? They're releasing prisoners from prison because they're too close together for social spacing. They're letting killers out of prison. That's what the Bolsheviks did in the Russian Revolution. They emptied the prisons on the Russian people to create what? Chaos, disorder, death, merchants of death. That's what Bolsheviks are, and that's what these people are. Mao was a Bolshevik. Xi Jinping is his spiritual heir. So there will only be a reckoning if we first save the patient, save the country. And then, yes, there will be a reckoning. And then maybe just as the pilgrims, smart people, really smart people, and really good people, the pilgrims. And they got, what's the past tense of bullshit? They got bullshat into believing they had witches in Salem and that they had to be hung. And a year after that hysteria, they came to their senses. They realized they'd been lied to. They were, you know, it was best not spoken of after that. My own blood grandmother was thrown in the ditch after being hung in 1692. I've forgotten the day. But they didn't want to talk about it after that. It was so shameful. But these very intelligent, very moral, super moral people were whipped into mass hysteria. It can be done. It's the psychology of crowds. And you're in Salem right now. And the year is 1692. And they're screeching and wailing like those little girls in the church kicking and screaming on the floor that the witch is tearing at them right now. I can see the witch. There she is. And they point to some perfectly innocent woman that they don't like. There she is. It's her. It's her. She's the witch. And they have a so-called, they take him out and hang him. And that's what's going on now, only on steroids, on a mass worldwide basis. So we need that great man. I don't know who stopped the Salem witch trials. I don't know what, I haven't studied it enough to find out who brought them to their senses. Who stood up and said, this is crap. This is crap. Stop it. Snap out of it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like it should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
We're back, folks. Welcome back. We just got one segment left. And the, I was reading up on my ninth great grandmother, Martha Allen. And, you know, I said these were great people, these pilgrims who got BS'd into a witch hunt, into hysteria, mass hysteria. And nobody had the guts to stand up in the middle of it and say, stop, stop it, damn it. This is crazy. You have no facts. She died on August 19, 1692. She was hung. And I said these were very good people. The people who went hysterical. These pilgrims were great people. Do you realize her husband, Martha Allen's husband, Richard Carrier. Have you ever heard of Carrier Air Conditioning? That's his family. They created the company. Her son, Richard, she died. She was hung when she was 49 years old, my ninth great grandmother. But when she was 31, she had her son, Richard Carrier. But he then was the ancestor coming down this line to me in 1720, in that line directly from my grandmother, Zerovia. There's a name for you. There's a pilgrim. Zerovia Wentworth is in that family tree. You ever heard the commercials for J.G. Wentworth? Yeah, that's that Wentworth. That's in that same family line. Carrier Air Conditioning. These are my grandparents. Wentworth and her descendant, her grandchild, was David Bassett Waterman. Some of you are too young to remember Waterman pens, but those were the cat's meow and fountain pens. Look them up on eBay. Waterman pen, you can pay $500 for it now. But David Bassett Waterman, my grandfather, was born in 1773. So look, and it's just in that one little stretch of line. You got Carrier AC, J.G. Wentworth, and Waterman pens. And you got a Salem witch, so-called. But that I'm making the point here that great, great people like us, the American people, can we be driven like cattle into crazy hysteria? Yes, we can, and we are right now. You people out there, you are the Watermans, the Carriers, the Wentworths, the brilliant people, and you shouldn't take this crap. And you should identify the screaming people on the floor of the church who are calling, who are screaming falsehoods to you that the sky is falling. Expose them. And that's hopefully Donald Trump. I think he's got it. I think he knows everything I'm saying right now. I think he realizes it. And so watch him pull this plane out of this nosedive. Watch him pull this nation out of the fire. I think he's going to succeed in doing it. I felt so good when I saw that press conference, when he basically told the Centers for Disease Control people to take a long walk off a short pier. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Trump Clubhouse. Stay well.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.